Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, and welcome back to the best, most realist podcast out, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you once again for your shares, comments, ratings, all that good stuff. Without your support, episode 45 wouldn't be possible. Sponsors don't keep this movement moving. You do. So keep telling a friend to tell a friend and spread the love. Keep sharing away. For last week's episode, we talked about how journaling can actually help you step your dad game up with Ned Shout of Rebel and Create. I don't know about you, but my first thought when it comes to journaling was having a 13-year-old preteen girl writing about her life in a cute pink book. The misconception is that journaling is for girls only. But what do you call writing down a group of tasks or even goals you're trying to achieve? Ned killed all the misconceptions around journaling and showed us that we journal every time we jot something down. Why not do it for fatherhood? If you haven't done so already, hit pause and go check out episode 44 of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast with Ned Shout. I'll wait for you right here. Don't worry, I'm not going nowhere. Every new year, I write down the same new year resolution. It's real simple. I write down that I want to work on being a better father, on becoming a better dad. That's it. That one resolution I could work on the daily without even thinking about it. That resolution opens me up to trying new things with my kids, and last week it came in handy while creating a video for Dove Men Plus Care. They wanted to see how my snack man and I practice our numbers, and to be honest, I didn't want to do it. I'm not a video guy or an internet influencer. I like creating content for dads and hosting events. That other stuff, well, it's just not me. However, after talking to my kids, I decided to sign the contract. I couldn't fight them. I want to work on things to make me better. And as you know, when kids give you that look, dads like me, well, we fold a bit. Hey, anything to make them happy, right? We created the video for Dove Men Plus Care for their dad care series. You can catch it on their YouTube channel or by visiting our site at coolfordads.com. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to make it a little bit easier. It was definitely an experience, and today I wanted to talk about recording your kids and how to survive it. It took us 2 days to record our video. Our video was only about 3 minutes long. Here's some of the lessons we learned. First off, have a vision, but be ready to change it. I knew exactly what I wanted to show to other dads and was stuck on that vision until it was actually time to record. My vision got tossed the minute I asked my son to smile at the camera. Once the camera turned on, my snack man started doing the dash up and down my patio. He was showing off for the camera, not knowing what was going on, and disregarding everything I had said. I mean, what can you expect from a 3-year-old anyway? Man, it was frustrating as hell. The night before, my family and I talked about the vision, but once it was time to execute, I learned that you have to be ready to change your plan on the fly and roll with the punches. I thought I could force little man to do exactly what I needed. He proved it doesn't always work that way. He's not a child actor. He's a child. And he reminded me to plan for the unexpected. They will get you frustrated. Talk about getting frustrated. You ever send your kids to school looking extra fly for their class pic, and then you get the pictures back that have you wondering what the hell happened? The same can be said for recording videos of your kid. You can go in with a plan and come out super frustrated asking, what just happened? You start asking yourself, why me? Why is this happening to me? After 30 minutes of recording the same thing over and over again, I could feel my blood pressure rising. The most simplest instructions were flying over his head. He was messing with me, but I didn't want to play. I wanted to record our video and get it over with. Once again, I'm not a video guy. If you're like me, then they will get you frustrated. And instead of getting angry, take a second to breathe. Kids will get you frustrated and have you acting in ways that you don't always want to act, like screaming, what the hell is wrong with you? This is easy. Just do it, man. Do it my way. All of those things, you will start screaming them out like crazy. Yeah, that's not really my finest hour, and it was very, very beneficial to step back and remember his age. After recording for an hour and being frustrated, we called it quits. We thought we had all we needed with an extra side of mind blown. To say I was frustrated is an understatement. I learned a valuable lesson the next day. Record in sections and breathe and reshoot if you have to. Considering I'm no belief in fatherhood when it comes to videos, we spoke with him on episode 20 of the podcast. I thought the best way to knock out the video we owe Dove Men Plus Care would be to do it in one day. Big, big, big. Let me add an extra big mistake. I was watching videos of our video from day one, and I could feel my frustration through the content. My wife said no one could tell, but I could. I wasn't the same person on video as I am in real life, and I could tell Snack Man put me through some hard work. He had me frustrated and out of character. I wanted a do-over, and now knowing that a full straight shoot wasn't going to work, we sectioned off the content. We set a plan for all the different things we needed to talk about and sectioned it off for recording. The plan was to record different sections, and if we needed a break in between, we could take it. And trust me, kids need a break. The vibes changed the second day, which also proved that if it doesn't work one day, it might just work the second day, or the third, or the fourth. Section off your shoots to minimize the frustration. Use the mantra, breathe and reshoot, because it's perfectly fine to do so, and you don't want to be frustrated. So take the time to just breathe, rethink your plan, and then reshoot it. It's okay to do that. We actually threw out our whole first day of video and got what we needed in less than 30 minutes the next day. What a difference a day can make. Not to mention we cut off all the distractions. Kids are kids. When you need them to be serious, they are not. And I learned something very important the second day we shot our video. We had to cut out all the distractions. Day one had the whole family involved. We had scooters and other stuff to play with. We turned it into a family thing that might work for family videos, but when you have a topic in mind, you just have to cut out all the unnecessary distractions. Day one had Snackman fighting to ride his scooter with his bros while we recorded. He wanted to throw chalk at his mom and brothers while we recorded. Heck, he even asked them to be in the video with him so they wouldn't play while he worked. While we recorded. Keyword, worked. It was work for us, but playtime for them. Guess who's going to get distracted and guess who's going to get frustrated? In hindsight, it was a great idea to have the whole family there and involved if we were making a video that was just for the family. But having them there while we worked was a big mistake. The next day, it was just Snack Man, my oldest serving as a video man, and myself. The second day had us shooting for less than 30 minutes, and we were happy as hell after. Nothing like the previous day. Cut off all distractions if you are like me. If you got skills, I bet you could get away with it. We couldn't, and we learned that real, real quick. In conclusion, I could tell you all the simple tips, like leave a camera running the whole time for extra behind-the-scenes footage, or find the perfect lighting for your shoot, or even make sure you have enough room and battery on your devices, but chances are you thought about that already. My goal today was to show you that our second day of shooting, our video, was totally different than our first day. We cut off all the distractions, we recorded in sections, and I came in with the mindset that no matter what happened, there would be moments of frustration, but all I had to do was breathe and change the game plan a bit to survive. I'm no video guy. I don't eat, sleep, or wake up thinking about cool videos to create. That's just not me. But what I am is a dad willing to try new things with his kids. This was new for me. This wasn't a short Uber Dad video for Instagram. I love making those. Or a video based on clips from our events, something else that I love to do. This was a paid video for a huge brand, and I'm glad I took on the challenge with my kids. We all got to learn something new, and I learned that I may not be a video guy, but making videos with your kids can leave you with some really dope memories. The finished product had us feeling really good, while the behind-the-scenes stuff reminded me that life, just like shooting your kids for video, isn't perfect. But we are most definitely blessed to be here making our presence felt alongside our kids. I hope these tips help you create some dope videos for yourself or even brands. It's not always easy, but damn, making a dope video or even a whack video can be super, super memorable. Keep learning. Keep having fun. I can't wait to see some of the videos that you guys make. We matter. Fatherhood is lit.